News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh on Tuesday met interim Congress President Sonia Gandhi, expressing his angst over the repeated targeting of his government by newly appointed State Party Chief Navjot Singh Sidhu. This was the first meeting between the two after Sidhu took over as the State Party President last month. The meeting lasted for an hour. Though in charge of party affairs for Punjab, Harish Rawat told the media that the two leaders discussed the forthcoming State Assembly elections, but sources said that Captain Amrinder expressed his annoyance over the attacks by Sidhu during his meetings with leaders and workers across the state. There is no rift between the two. The Chief Minister apprised the President of the steps taken by the Chief Minister with regards to PPAs, crackdown on drug mafia and other state issues, Rawat told the media. Sources said Amrinder told the party president that Sidhu needed to be reined in as his continued attacks on the government would not augur well for the party ahead of the State Assembly elections. Sources further said that a cabinet reshuffle was also discussed between the two. The rejig is going to be a difficult exercise given the dynamics between the CM and the PCC chief. That is why a detailed discussion is a must to incorporate all sides in the process, said a Congress leader. Amrinder Singh's media advisor Raveen Thakral, meanwhile, tweeted, quoting the chief minister, that the meeting with Sonia Gandhi was satisfying. Met INC India President Sonia Gandhiji in Delhi this evening to discuss various state-related issues. Spent an extremely satisfying 1 hour with her, he tweeted. Ahead of the meeting with Sonia Gandhi, Amrinder had detailed discussions with poll strategist Prashant Kishore, who had recently resigned from his post as the advisor to the chief minister. The Punjab chief minister had also held meetings with state-level leaders before heading to Delhi, apprising them of the steps he had taken with respect to the forthcoming State Assembly elections. He also reportedly told the state leaders that the charges that his government had not done enough work were motivated in nature. West Bengal Governor Jagdeep Dhankar on Tuesday said representatives of various Hindu organizations met him and expressed reservations over the TMC government's decision to observe August 16 as Kalahobe Diwas, stating that the Muslim League had proclaimed Direct Action Day on this date in 1946, which led to large-scale violence and bloodshed. Kalahobe had been the rallying cry of the TMC in the assembly polls held earlier this year. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said her government would want to promote sports on Kalahobe Diwas in the memory of football fans who were killed in a stampede during a match some 40 years ago. Taking to Twitter, the governor said, representatives of Sanatan organizations called on Governor West Bengal today to seek change in the date of Kalahobe Diwas as it reminds the horrendous memories of Direct Action Day and the week of long knives in 1946 that led to killings of thousands. Dhankar also said that he would convey their message to the government. There, that is the Hindu leaders' only objection was to the date of Kalahobe Diwas. Governor assured them that their feelings would be conveyed to the government, he wrote on the microblogging site. Leader of the opposition in the assembly and BJP MLA Shubhendu Adhikari, who led the group of monks to Raj Bhavan, said any celebration on August 16 would bring back painful memories of a gory past. Accompanied by revered monks, pleaded the Honorable Governor Sri Dhankarji to persuade the West Bengal government to change the day of the proposed Kalahobe Diwas, as any celebration on this day would only make the Bengalis relive the pain of the gory past, the Saffron Party leader said. August 16 is a blot on Bengal's history, he maintained. The day is horrifically remembered as Direct Action Day or Great Calcutta Killings, which led to the brutal killings of thousands of Bengalis. Many dead bodies kept lying on the roads for days to be fed by dogs and vultures, Adhikari added. Neeraj Chopra, who won javelin gold at the Tokyo Olympics in an exclusive interview with CNN News 18, said that he would not have achieved his goal without the support of his family. He went on to add that he is not happy with only one gold medal and will try to win more gold medals. I think I would not have achieved my goal without the support of my family, Neeraj Chopra told CNN News 18. I think that I should not be happy with only one gold medal. I will try to win more gold medals, he added. Earlier on Monday, Neeraj revealed that he was in pain after his epoch-making performance in the Tokyo Games, but it was worth enduring given the historic result he achieved. At a felicitation ceremony organized by Sports Minister Anurag Thakur to honor the 7 medal-winning performances at the Games after their arrival to a chaotic reception in the evening, the javelin thrower said he knew he had done something special with a second attempt of 87.58 meters in the finals that fetched him the gold. I knew I had done something special. Actually, I thought I had achieved my personal best. The throw had gone really well, Chopra said, referring to the 88.07 meters he achieved earlier in the year. The next day, my body felt how special it was with all the pain, but it was worth it, he quipped. This medal is for the entire country. The 23-year-old army man said the only message he has for the country's sportspersons right now is never fear. I just want to say, no matter who the opposition is, give your best. That is all you need to do. And this is what this gold medal stands for. Never fear the opposition, he said. Chopra became not just India's first Olympic gold medalist in 13 years, but also the first track and field athlete to achieve the feat. He got his famously long mane chopped before the Games, and when asked about it in a lighter vein, the youngster said, I like long hair, but I was getting irritated by the heat. Long hair causes a lot of sweating. So I got a haircut. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation on Tuesday over a barrage of sexual harassment allegations in a fall from grace a year after he was widely hailed nationally for his detailed daily briefings and leadership during some of the darkest days of the pandemic. By turns defiant and chastened, the 63-year-old Democrat emphatically denied intentionally mistreating women and called the pressure for his ouster politically motivated. But he said that fighting back in this too-hot political climate would subject the state to months of turmoil. The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing, Cuomo said in a televised address. The third-term governor's resignation, which will take effect in 2 weeks, was announced as momentum built in the legislature to remove him by impeachment, and after nearly the entire Democratic establishment had turned against him, with President Joe Biden joining those calling on him to resign. The decision came a week after New York's Attorney General released the results of an investigation that found Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women. Investigators said he subjected women to unwanted kisses, groped their breasts or buttocks, or otherwise touched them inappropriately, made insinuating remarks about their looks and their sex lives, and created a work environment rife with fear and intimidation. At the same time, Cuomo was under fire over the discovery that his administration had concealed thousands of pandemic deaths among nursing home patients. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a 62-year-old Democrat and former member of Congress from the Buffalo area, will become the state's 57th governor and the first woman to hold the post. She said Cuomo's resignation was the right thing to do and in the best interest of New Yorkers. The Me Too era scandal cut short not just a career but a dynasty. Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, was governor in the 1980s and 90s, and the younger Cuomo was often mentioned as a potential presidential candidate. Even as the scandal mushroomed, he was planning to run for re-election in 2022. Republicans exulted in Cuomo's departure, but still urged impeachment, which could prevent him from running for office again. This resignation is simply an attempt to avoid real accountability, state GOP chair Nick Langworthy said. At the White House, Biden said, I respect the governor's decision. At the same time, he said Cuomo had done a hell of a job on infrastructure and voting rights, and that's why it is so sad. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.